This is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. You're listening to Stuart Pink on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm delighted to say, zooming onto the show, is Sarah Laughling from the NSPCC. Hello. Happy New Year, Sarah.
Oh, hello, Stuart. Happy New Year.
I feel we can still say Happy New Year, even though it is past the first month of the year. I don't know. When's the point you stop? If we'd caught up in November, would we still say it? I don't know.
We're well into the year now. It's done.
Yeah, we're like a 12th in. That's a reasonable stabber. How are you? How's it going so far?
Yes, not bad. Not bad at all. I can't really complain. A little bit windy the last couple of days.
God, yeah, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I nearly got taken out by a cardboard box walking into the studio this morning.
Very dangerous.
So it's windy Suffolk you're joining us from this afternoon.
I am indeed, yes.
Marvellous. So what's been going on in the world of NSPCC?
Well, next Tuesday is Safer Internet Day. And we're using this as an opportunity to talk to children and young people about what they do online. Because, as you know, children and young people spend a lot of time online and they probably know far more than we do.
Oh, they definitely do.
They certainly do.
My 10-year-old cousin could teach me a thing or two, I'm sure.
Yeah, so Safe Internet Day, so that's on the 8th of February. And the theme is fun and games. So what we're doing is we're exploring respect and relationships online. So respect is talking to children, young people about being kind to others when they're playing online, and relationships, you know, only playing with trusted friends that you know. It's just a really good opportunity just to have those conversations. We've also got a workshop, actually, for parents and carers. The workshop, Keeping Children Safe Whilst Gaming Online, was created exclusively to celebrate Safer Internet Day. So it gives us knowledge and understanding of how young people game online. And it gives us also the knowledge of tools and resources that can help keep them safe. And we do actually have a pre-recording of the webinar, which can be accessed via YouTube. It's really, really useful. You can also find out more information for your organisation by emailing parentworkshops@nspcc.org.uk.
So this is like a webinar so you can kind of understand a bit more about what the gaming internet world is like for parents who don't really necessarily game.
No, exactly, because there's all these sort of apps, there's all these games, there's so many. This is such a huge world. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing online, but there's way too much for us to really understand and get our head around.
Absolutely.
So it's a really good opportunity just for us to find out more, really. And we're also asking people to host an online games night on that night of February the 8th, just again as an excuse to sit down with children, young people, and just explore their world of games. You know, we could go onto their favourite platform, their favourite game, start those conversations about, you know, keeping them safe. I mean, they'll probably be able to tell us more than we know, but it's just, you know, refreshing their memory, you know, just informing those sort of things, like, you know, not talking to strangers and the, you know, the ones that we might seem obvious, but it's just reinforcing those messages and keeping the conversations open.
I think, like you say, the old school mantra of don't talk to strangers in the street is easy to understand, but then gaming online, there's not a face, there's not a person, it's someone you're playing against. It's difficult to make the distinction for kids. So
exactly. So it is good. So we've got, so what you can find out more information on how to host these online games, and more information on the Safer Internet Day by going to our NSPCC website. And you visit online our online safety hub, and we've got all the information there. You can also visit the UK Safer Internet Centre, and on there's a range of resources and activities you can do with the children and young people. So two really good resources on, you know, keeping children and young people safer online.
Amazing stuff. It's really come on in. I mean, I remember as a kid when the PlayStations and the Nintendos came out. And it was like, yeah, online? No, can't do that because you have to basically wind up your machine. But now you do it all the time on your mobile device. It's a whole new world. I might go to the workshop just to pick up which games I'm playing.
Yes, exactly. Learn a few things. And things have definitely evolved, haven't they? you know, over the years.
Definitely have. So there's the workshop for parents that's pre-recorded or live on the 8th of February.
8th of February, yes.
And then the games night. What are you playing on games night?
Well, I always get locked out of the bedroom. So my son, him and his friends, they'll play Fortnite, and sometimes I'll hear, you know, shouting all sorts, and I'll go in and see what he's up to. But I will attempt to say, this is my teenage son, by the way, so I don't know what he'll think when I ask him, let's have a little games night. but I'm going to try, and I will sit with him, and I will try and play Fortnite. I mean, I find it really hard getting to grips with all the controls, and I'm not that good. I'm not great with my mobile phone. So it'll be a learning evening for me. And we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun.
I tell you what, kids, there's no more fun than letting your mum loose on a PlayStation or Xbox game. I once let my mum play, I thought it was Actua Soccer, I think it was called.
Right.
It's like not quite as good as the real ones. And she took over the controls. She was Alan Shearer. She took it past every player on the field, scored a beautiful goal, but it was in the wrong net.
Oh, and, that's so funny.
And it was amazing. A magical moment was created.
And I'm sure my son would be very frustrated with me because I don't quite get it. And I'll give it a go.
Give it a go. I look forward to hearing how it went. And if I can join the webinar beforehand, I'll play versus you and your son.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah.
So what's been happening fundraising-wise locally, Sarah? What's been happening?
So what's been happening, as always, we're still looking for those new fundraising groups. We've had quite a few people actually join us. They're making their New Year's challenge, New Year's resolutions, and, you know, said, right, we want to come and help NSPCC, what can we do? And I'm like, brilliant. You know, they can form a group or they can fundraise individually. And that's just wonderful. And now things are starting to turn back to some sort of normality. So events are starting to appear in the diary, which is absolutely fantastic. You know, for some volunteers, you know, joining groups is not only a great way to meet new people and help vulnerable children, but they can become part of their bigger community and really make a difference in their area. So I'm always looking out for new people to join in Essex, and I'd be delighted to hear from anybody.
Excellent. I had in the post a calendar of events and challenges you can get involved in throughout the year. And it
amazed me. The NSPCC, the challenge events. Yeah.
What's on in 2022? And there's all sorts of marathons to runs, tough mudder, cycling, treks. There's something for everyone.
There's loads. And seeing as you did your 30-day cycling challenge, you now can progress.
That's it. I can move forward. Can. I can get off
before
the bike.
You know it, you'll be doing a triathlon or something.
Oh, I don't, blimey. I don't have
one step at a time.
The course is ready for me for that.
Yeah, we'll sign you up to something.
I'm sure you will.
But first, you know, we'll all be celebrating the Queen's Platinum Jubilee. So on the 6th of February, and it's hard to believe we're at the Platinum Jubilee already, Queen will become the first British monarch to celebrate a Platinum Jubilee, marking 70 years, which is absolutely incredible. So
amazing.
We thought it would be a great opportunity to bring people together to celebrate. And I know people will be celebrating in their villages, in their towns already, but maybe, you know, friends could get together for lunch or a dinner. So you could invite your friends around for some home cooking, and you ask each friend for a donation, and then maybe take it in turns to host your own night. You could host a garden party. So with a hint of summer around the corner, the days even are getting longer. You could throw a garden party, you know, cream teas, anything you like, barbecues.
Yes, I know coronation chicken.
Lovely, exactly. Or hold a street party. There's probably going to be quite a few street parties going on. But maybe, you know, as well as the Union Jacks, you could hang out some green flags to represent NSPCC, organise a tombola, face painting, anything you want. But it would just be wonderful to get a few people doing something to celebrate the Queen's Platinum Jubilee and to help us raise money for the NSPCC.
Marvelous idea. Any excuses to get a coronation chicken sandwich and exactly. a cream
Victoria
tea.
Victoria sponge. What else?
Oh, yes.
A good old Victoria sponge. Yeah, anything that anyone can do would be absolutely wonderful. And
so which day is this? The 6th of February.
So the 6th of February is the actual day. She actually celebrates 70 years, but we get our extra long bank holiday on the 2nd of June. That is a Thursday. So it's Thursday the 2nd of June to the Sunday the 5th of June. We've got that long bank holiday weekend, which is lovely. So nice. In that time, maybe, you know, organise some sort of event, like a garden party, street party, or a lunch or a dinner. That's we've got a long weekend.
Cracking idea.
Extra day. And as always, people can email me directly if they'd like. Shall I give the email again?
Of course, yeah. You're full of great ideas for fundraising. So if someone's not sure or they need a bit of help organising something, you are the person to go to.
I am. I'm always happy to hear from people. My email is Sarah with an H dot Laughling, which is LAFF for Freddy, LING at nspcc.org.uk. I expect my mailbox to be full by tomorrow of inundated messages.
Pinging away with requests for Victoria Sponge recipes and all sorts.
Yes. But hopefully this year will be a good year for fundraising. And next time we speak, I'll be able to say, yes, we've got lots of events in the diary.
Amazing. I hope so. I certainly hope so. Good luck with the gaming night as well.
Yes, exactly. Next Tuesday, there I am on Fortnite.
Could be a start of a new era. This is it. Like, sorry, I can't. I'm a bit late to the Zoom meeting. I was playing Fortnite.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a reminder, Sarah, for the number for Childline, if anyone needs to call it.
The number for Childline, it's really, really easy. So 0800 1111. So very simple to remember. 1111. Yes.
Beautiful. And the number for the NSPCC helpline
is 0800 800 5000.
And what's the difference between the two?
So the child line is for children and young people to call if they have any worries or concerns. The NSPCC helpline is for adults that has any worries or concerns over a child.
Gotcha. Which is why the child line number is the easiest one to remember.
Yeah, that's correct.
Amazing. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. And I shall chat to you soon. Good luck. I hope you get loads of emails for the Queen's parties and good luck on Fortnite.
Thank you. I'll see you next month.
See you soon.
See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed the interview, then please share it. If you didn't enjoy it, then share it anyway. For more guest interviews like this, or to get the next one delivered directly to your device, subscribe to the Now You're Talking podcast. You'll find it wherever you get your podcasts from, and the whole thing has become a huge library featuring well over 150 guest interviews, from music, film, comedy icons to community heroes, local legends, stars of the future, and just about everybody in between. A treasure trove of life's stories from all sorts of incredible people. So for more interviews, podcasts, videos, poems and books, everything I do is available at stuartpink.com.